This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Sandra, it's Aeschlman, A-E-S-C-H-L-I-M, like Mary, A-N-N, like November. Date of birth 9/2/1941. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Aeschlman with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. Her last visit was January 23rd of this year. She is chronically incontinent of urine, and she thinks she doesn't urinate as much as she used to, and she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and the left is worse than the right. She does report that she had a left leg deep vein thrombosis, though, within the last year, and she was anticoagulated but is currently off of the anticoagulation. She does not have shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain, and she's gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months. Today she requests a refill for her hydrochlorothiazide, which we will provide. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. Chronic edema, and she will be, she actually wonders if that's related to her back surgery, so she'll be talking to the neurosurgeon just for further evaluation of the increased edema and chronic weakness of that left lower leg. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan. It's 50 milligram every 12 hours. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily, and we will refill that today. Also, Tramadol, Cymbalta is 60 milligram daily. Requip 1 milligram 3 times a day for restless legs. She has Xanax 0.5 milligram every 12 hours as needed for anxiety. Oxybutynin for bladder spasms, 5 milligram, and she does not take that every day, but only if she develops a bladder spasm, and that does seem to improve the symptoms. And methylcarbamol, 500 milligram twice a day for muscle spasms. Omeprazole, 40 milligram once a day, and Sinemet, 2500, one twice a day and a half as needed. Physical examination, weight is 180 pounds, pulse 68, and blood pressure 120/70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. The left lower extremity, 3+ edema of the lower extremity, and the right 1-2+ edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 17th, 2023. Creatinine is stable, 1.75. Estimated GFR is 29. Her range for creatinine levels is 1.5 to 2. Albumin, 4. Calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes, normal. Phosphorus, 4.1. Hemoglobin, 12. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, history of kidney stones, no current symptoms. We will refill hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day. She'll continue to have monthly lab studies done, and we'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.